find a lot of guys are hesitant to try anal play. Their mind fills with so many little reasons to be wary of it, and then they assume it's not for them before they've even tried it. Some even think it's too submissive. But every guy I've ever been with that has finally given it a try with me has discovered a new world of pleasure they never thought possible. Because it isn't about control, submission, or even doing something weird and naughty. It's about intimacy and pleasure. A pleasure so different, it makes your entire body quake. An intimacy so unique, the emotional bond between us grows even stronger from it. So lay back. Close your eyes. Let me walk you through what the first time with me would be like. The first thing I would do is help you relax with some gentle kisses. When you're nervous and hesitant, your body tightens up, and we don't want that, at least not yet. Our hands run along each other's bodies as we lay naked next to each other. My gentle nibbles on your neck feel so good. You just close your eyes and let the smooth, wet feeling of my lips slowly build deep arousal. When I notice your body calm and your cock hard, I begin to trace my fingers up your inner thigh. You know where they're going, but I move slowly enough to make sure that you're comfortable every step of the way. And as my finger moves beneath your balls and slides up to your ass, I hear you breathe in deep, nervous, but exhale and relax again. My finger just rests on the opening. I leave it there for a minute and continue to kiss your neck, even sucking it a little bit. Once I feel all of the hesitation leave your body, I remove my finger and begin to play with myself. I sit up and put on a little show for you, sinking my fingers deep into myself as I moan and whimper in pleasure while locking my eyes with yours. You've made me so wet. And as I pull my fingers out, they're literally dripping onto the bed as I slide my finger back into place, resting it gently on your ass. The added wetness makes it feel different from before. And for the first time, you notice just how many nerves you have there and how incredibly sensitive they are. I start moving my finger in gentle circles as I lay back down next to you and press my naked body against yours, returning to those gentle kisses on your neck. After a few minutes, I start to slip my finger inside you, keeping it moving in gentle circles, but pressing slowly, ever so slowly, to make sure that you're comfortable every step of the way. It doesn't take long before I'm in deep enough and my gentle circles find it, that spot that sends shivers of pleasure throughout your entire body. I know exactly when I've found it because I can feel your body react to it and the muscles around my finger tense up. This is it, the massage we've been building towards. Circle after circle of my finger on your prostate creates a strange new sensation that you've never experienced. The hesitation returns because you aren't sure what to make of it, and you question again how much you should be enjoying something like this. But suddenly, you start to feel a new kind of intimacy with me when you realize I'm the one inside you. It's different from the intimacy we've had from sex before. Not better, not worse, just different. You feel vulnerable. But that vulnerability begins to increase the pleasure as your trust in me removes those hesitations and and you just let it happen. Your cock is throbbing at this point. You've never felt it so hard before. The skin feels like it's being stretched by a tight pussy, but there's nothing there, just the air around it. It pulses and aches. Yet the pleasure inside of you is more than enough. I take my other hand and gently run my fingers up and down your shaft. I don't grip it, stroke it, lick it, or anything. Just light grazes of my skin up and down. Yet the nerves are so exposed that each touch is a wave of pleasure as intense as any sex you've ever had. Your whole body begins to feel it as my finger inside you continues to circle. The pleasure doesn't stop there. It moves out to your arms and legs. You feel it in your chest as you breathe. Every sensation on your body, whether it's from the sheets, the air, or my sensual kisses, is like a stroke of pleasure piling on top of the other. Your body has never felt this good before. You had no idea it could. It's beyond the pleasure you feel from a normal orgasm, and you're struggling to keep up with it. You grab the pillow from under your head and place it over your face to muffle the cries. To anyone else, it would sound like you're in pain, but the pleasure is just too intense to stifle. You want it to last forever, but you feel yourself about to fall off the edge and come. The circles inside you intensify. I can feel your entire body tightening up. The pressure is building, and I smile as I realize that you're about to lose control of your body. And that's when it happens. An orgasm so intense that your body shakes and you scream even louder. Your cock fires the biggest load you've ever seen, and you're thankful the pillow was over your face as it shoots further than you thought possible. The eruption keeps going, and you feel the orgasm spiral out and set every nerve in your body on fire. Wave after wave of incredible sensations overtake you. It's too much. You want it to stop, but at the same time, you never want it to end. But sadly, it does, and you feel your body crash after such an intense high. You can barely move at all. I slide the pillow off your face and kiss you on the lips. You want to kiss me back, but you just don't have the energy to respond. We continue to lay naked, pressed against each other, and I run my fingers through your hair to help calm you. After a few minutes, you finally seem to come to, and your eyes lock onto mine with only one thought on your mind. More. You need more of me, and I need more of you. Our bodies have bonded in a way they never have before, and you can't wait to do it again. And give you one final kiss, and then as we both close our eyes, we fall fast asleep.